All right, Key Count. So, as you know, Disneyland is already decorated for Christmas, which is so exciting. I love it. And there is, you know, that big, huge Christmas tree in Main Street?
Yes.
The Christmas tree.
So exciting.
I know. How many ornaments are on that Christmas tree? Take a guess.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it has to be at least 1,000. So I'm going to go, or like just under, I'm going to say 967 ornaments.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
There are 2,365 ornaments on that Christmas tree.
2,365.
Can you believe it?
That's amazing.
That is a ton of ornaments.
Like literally a ton.
Ornaments.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing, and they're big too.
They're big. It's like life-size nutcrackers on that thing.
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
It's crazy. Okay.
All right. So as you know, this week we celebrated Walt
birthday.
Disney's birthday.
Yeah, that's correct.
December 5th, 1901. Where was Walt born? In what American city Disney born?
I know people are like yelling because they know right now. Before Mickey. St. Louis.
It was Chicago, Illinois. He was born in Chicago, Illinois. Derek and I have been to the Walt Disney Family Museum.
Which I love.
You start in Chicago.
You start in Chicago. I love because you get in that little elevator that takes you down, and it's like a train. Mm-hmm. And as you go down, it like
makes
you
choose.
Yeah, it's so fun. That we've talked about that museum before, but it's great. Clearly, I didn't pay attention when I went because I didn't know where he was. But I knew it was some Midwestern. I knew he was from the Midwest.
Yeah, and he did move and lived in the Midwest for a long time, for a while. And then, of course,
and then
came
Hollywood.
Out to Burbank. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
That movie's coming out before Walt. I know, before Mickey or before Mouse. Walt before the Mouse. Anyway.
All right.
That's it.
Let's get to it.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No,
ready?
You say... Okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Okay, so just last night you went to see a very special show, and I went and saw this show on Friday.
Right.
This is the network's version of Disney's Beauty and the Beast, the smash hit Broadway musical that played at the Civic Theater in San Diego.
Yes, it is touring the country. Disney's Beauty and the Beast. For who could ever learn to love a beast? It's my favorite part of the movie, but anyway.
It happens in the first 3 minutes.
I'm just saying, I love that part. Now, had you seen this show before?
I've seen it a bunch of times. Actually, so I've talked about this on a previous episode. It was the first Broadway show I saw with...
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
That is magical.
1996 or 97?
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then, of course, I had the opportunity to be in it once and to see it a billion times. I mean, I've seen it a bunch. It is one of my favorites. I think it's one of my favorites.
Is it fun to do?
Oh, it's totally fun to do. The ensemble gets...
You get a lot.
To be in the townspeople,
right.
And you get to be enchanted characters, and then you get to...
Kill the beast.
Kill the beast. And in
and
my
human
case,
again.
I got to be
human.
The beast double, so I was part of the transformation at the end.
Oh,
really,
that is so exciting.
So I had that moment, like, totally not... Like, I'm a townsperson, and then I'm, you know, I'm Francois.
Right.
My person name is Francois. And then I was a fork. I had a fork on my head. And then at the very end of the play, I get to pretend to be the beast. So I do the fight stuff. I get to be held in the arms of Belle. And then, you know, magic, theater magic. And there comes the star dressed perfectly.
That is so exciting. I love Beauty and the Beast. I think it's a really great stage production of the film.
Mm.
You know, I think it's one of the For me, one of the more successful ones. I mean, I know there's like Lion King, which is its own kind of thing, but I just really like it. I like the adaptation of it. Still didn't say it right, but okay. Yeah, I just think it's great. I love how they in the show. It's a little different from the movie, is that the show is the enchanted objects are becoming more and more like the can, like they're more human when the show starts off, and then as the show goes on, as the spell continues, they get more and more into their inanimate objects. So yeah. That's a great way of like making it theatrical.
Interesting theatrical choice, because it makes you it gives them stakes. They're not just the things immediately.
And now this ran on Broadway for I think like 10, 13 years. It was a long time.
Yeah,
it was a long time on Broadway, and then it kind of disappeared for a little while. It kind of went regionally, and then like every high school in America did it, and every kind of regional theater, and from amazing productions to like shoestring productions, and that, so it kind of ran that gamut. And now it's back out on tour
with international production as well as
yes, this. They're doing it at the same time. So there's an international production and Brussels and Denmark and all those other places running, and then there's this North American tour. And I have to say, I think the it's based on the original, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they've redone it a little bit for this tour.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, so, when it moved from the Palace to the L'Enfantine, they made it smaller. And its original run.
They cut it down, right.
In its original run. They just sort of made it the set smaller and made everything work in a different way. And they've even scaled it down even more for this production so that you can tour with it. And you know, pack it up in boxes.
So everything
put it on trucks and go to the next city.
Five trucks and move to the next city. But the costumes were great.
Yeah, the costumes were great. And
I love the costumes.
Just to say this out loud, the Disney Theatrical Productions originally produced the show. And they've basically used all of the same people. The choreography and the direction are from the original people. Matt West for choreography and Rob Roth for the direction. And they also included, they used the same costume design and set design. And like the original people had their hands in this.
Well,
tour.
I think the set design is different, but I think it's the same set designer.
Guy, I think.
I think.
Yeah.
That's my feeling, is that they were like, hey, we can't travel a huge castle with hydraulics around the country, but can we figure out a way to do it? And I think what they did was very ingenious. So they have all these like stairs that come on and configure in different ways. And they had this device of using the male ensemble dressed as gargoyles that would move the steps and castle around. And I really thought that worked well. I was very impressed with that.
Yeah, it just makes the set more fluid. If the San Diego Civic Theater is a very large space, but let's just say you're in some other space, you could scale it down by just using not so much of the space.
We're only using two staircases instead of three tonight.
Yeah, right. Like it works in many different capacities, which is why it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good show. I love the opening. They have these little homes, and it's a little houses that they use, and they're very ingenious how they do it, and they turn them around, and people come through the doors, and, you know, it's that Good Morning Bell song. Bell, yes.
Bonjour.
Hey, girl.
And it was good. Yeah, and it was a way to get introduced to the different characters. Something that I noticed just a little bit different is that you don't really see the silly girls in that opening. You don't see anyone of distinction except for who you need to meet. So it's an interesting choice that you just see Gaston and you see LeFou. You see Belle walking around. But sort of in the background, it's not necessarily specific characters.
Right, they're just literally townspeople.
Literally townspeople.
Right.
Versus in my production there where you really saw where the silly girls were and how they tracked through and followed.
Right.
Also an interesting thing in terms of the set design was the choice to have that pastoral artwork act as the background. It felt like there was an art inspiration.
Yes.
And they used the swirlies and twirlies.
Right.
But also there was literal like a pastoral scene with like deer kind of in the background.
Right. Looked like a painting.
Looked like a painting.
Right. That they just used. And I thought that was, I like that.
Yeah.
I didn't mind that. Like it just was, we were in town when that painting was in, we were in the town.
Right. And that rule was set up and you just know it. This is, you know, and there was something artistic about the way the castle was. You didn't see a literal castle. It was the door.
And we didn't need to.
It was the staircases, as you've mentioned.
Right.
And it was some fabric, actually, that just sort of draped in and down.
Right.
Like, oh, we're in the castle. We got it.
Right. I mean, I think people want to see Gaston. They want to see, here's what I think people want to see. They want to see Gaston. They want to hear Mrs. Potts sing Beauty and the Beast. And they want to see her in a yellow dress.
See Belle.
Belle in a yellow dress. And
right.
I think as long as we got those three things covered,
you're good.
90% of the audience is good.
Yeah.
You know?
I think they did
Which
a fantastic
job. I think they did.
They did a fantastic
wow.
job.
The cast was very talented.
They were
the
so
talent
talented.
Was very, I'm very impressed. Bravo Networks
now,
and everyone on that tour.
Do you have any standout ensemble members you want to like call out?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe like one. David Grenrod. Hi, David
Hi,
Grenrod.
David.
So I have to tell you, David was, we worked with him while he was in Pace at Pace University, which is an excellent school, excellent musical theater school. If you are a musical theater student and looking for a college to go to, I highly suggest that you apply for Pace because that program is A+. Anyway, we choreographed and directed Lysistrata Jones there, and David was in our production there. And so we've got, now he's graduated, and this was, I think, his first, no, it's not his first tour, because
yeah,
he was on
the
course line.
Course line.
But his first, like, job after college.
Yeah.
So it was very fun to go and, like, see him and be like, you know,
Hi.
you're doing it. You're actually getting paid for what you went to college for. Awesome.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. So anyway, just a shout out to him on that. There was also, there was lots of people that we knew on that tour, but
yeah,
and they were all great.
One of Derek's friends, Jeanette, is a silly girl, and
who was so funny.
So funny.
She was great.
Isn't she great?
She
that
was
face.
Great. She's in the red. If you go to the show, she's the silly girl in the red.
Yeah.
Really Colleen talented. Roberts was another student of mine that I taught at Rider University when I went to Rider. Another great program. How this ended up to be about Beauty and the Beast, and now it's a like college program shout out, but.
And then we also know,
and then you know the Beast,
right?
The Beast.
Well, Derek is had worked with the Beast, Sam
That
Hartley.
Voice. He has a great voice.
Yeah. He's great. He's
really
talented.
Really great.
I know that the show goes through, to Portland next. It goes through Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, they're booked to next July.
Oh, yeah.
So they're out there. It is coming to a theater near you. Beauty and the Beast.
I would recommend getting tickets, and I would recommend, seeing it. More than once. I don't know. Support musical theater. We love it. And I love Disney and I love musical theater and the fact that it's in one special place. And if you're somebody who lives somewhere that can't get to Disneyland, go and buy tickets to this and buy
it
tickets
is,
to Lion King.
Yes.
And,
it is a little like little Disney magic
oh yeah.
that comes to you.
Oh,
I loved
yeah.
it. Anyway, so that's that. I mean, anything else or?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. We love musical theater. That's the point.
We do love. I mean, the real star of the show is Alan Menken. Let's not forget
Lee,
that.
And
I
Howard mean, Ashman.
And Howard Ashman. Like, that score is fantastic. Fantastic.
And the book, Linda Wolverton. Oh, we always forget about her. But she's... That book is really smart and, like, great. And
yeah, it's constructed really, really well.
And
they've kind of like, I think for this, they've done a little bit of trimming.
Mm.
I'm not sure, but I think they've done a little bit of trimming. So they've gotten, so I think they've had the kids in mind, like not to get bored at any point. So
right.
that's all kind of gone and But you don't miss any of the story, right?
No, 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 no. It's actually not even worth mentioning, because it's like you wouldn't even realize it if you didn't know it. For the diehard fans, though, you know what's missing, because there are some things that are just not there.
I love it.
All right. We will talk to you later. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow.